What are you so afraid of? You came to me, came here of your own free will. No backing down now. I mean that. You came in here begging for my services. I told you no. I told you you couldn't handle what you were asking for, but you wouldn't let it go. You don't get to change that now just because you're a little scared. What are you so afraid of? Tell me, what do you think I'm gonna do to you? You told me you were prepared for pain, for torture. You claimed that you were ready to enter my dungeon, so I brought you in. I've allowed you into my space, and suddenly you're a pathetic little mess. Your eyes flitting around the room looking for a way out. Not going to happen. Come on, you pathetic, whimpering little baby. You wanted me, so strip for me. Do not make me wait on you. Good. Sit down in the chair here for me. It wasn't a request. Sit now. There we are. Not going anywhere now. I told you, you don't get to change your mind. I know the problem. You thought you were going to come into some dim little room, maybe some restraints, some toys. Thought I'd paddle you, maybe cane you, whip you, something like that. No. But my decor, it's not really what you were anticipating, is it? No sex toys, no torture devices, nothing like that. Because this isn't a dungeon. This is my lair. So that's your big fear, huh? Spiders? Then you are really in the wrong place. Do you know who I am? I'm the Spider Queen. The tanks. Those are my babies. My beautiful, eight-legged, web-spinning babies. And well, my babies want to play with you too. You're very lucky. I have a special treat for you today. You see, my gorgeous Jeepulchra, this lovely black beauty over here, mated some time ago, and her sac is ready to hatch. Now, I need you to hold very still while I do this. Just set her sack here in between your legs and cut it right open. And watch the little ones scramble all over you. Don't squirm. Don't SWAT, if you hurt them, it will be a big mistake for you. This is a beautiful thing, a miracle of nature that you get to experience firsthand. Appreciate it. Thousands of tiny legs running across you, tickling your thighs, your stomach, your cock. Shh, calm down, don't panic. I said to hold still. You have nothing to be afraid of. They're gonna scatter very soon. As fearsome as their mother may be, these tiny critters are terrified of everything. They're gonna go run and hide, look for things to eat. But you really do look incredible with those goosebumps all over your skin. Drops of sweat. You're really terrified, aren't you? Shaking. You poor little boy. God. Fear is an incredible look for you. I think I'll just slide these panties off and let my hand wander up my skirt. Enjoying the sight of you trembling like this. Your cock is confused now. Still bothered by the spiderlings all over you. But turned on by the sight of me rubbing my wet cunt. Such a sad little boy. I'm getting off on your terror, your suffering, and you like it. Just look at you tremble, shake. So pitiful. How easily I reduced you to a scared little boy. Oh, that really got your attention. You desperate little slut. Hard as a rock from seeing me please myself to your fear. Do you want me to fuck you? Do you? Are you prepared to be my mate? Oh, such a good boy. Anything I want, anything, just no more spiders. It's okay. I understand. But I'll ask you one last time. Are you sure you want to mate with the Spider Queen? See, spiders, they don't really understand consent as you and I do. And yet, They always practice it. Nothing can happen without both parties agreeing, so it will be the same here. Yes. Good. Such a good toy for me. And I'm ready for you. Somehow, knowing nothing about me, and even after learning, you've come to be desperate for me, to need me around your cock. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care about you. I don't want you. Do spiders mate for life? No, no, no. Once. And that's all I need you for. Just this once. Mating. Just for reproduction. The female prospers after consuming her mate for the health of the young. That's all I want from you. You're going to fuck a baby into me. Not as the father, just a donor. You mean nothing. I only need your cum. And then I'm done with you. Come in me. Come in me. You are nothing but my mate. Give me your cum. You worthless little fuck, come in me. Good boy. Now, just relax, and this won't hurt at all.